Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined today by Justin Wells, Inside Texas beat reporter for on the recruiting beat for the Longhorns. Also does some team stuff for us. Justin, welcome to this special edition. We want to talk about Trey Wisner, the recent commitment to the Longhorns out of DeSoto High School by way of Pflugerville Connolly, the running back. Tell us what you know about Trey.
He was actually from Waco. He came from.
I said Pflugerville, didn't I? Pflugerville Connolly. Waco Connolly. My opinion.
I thought the same thing too. I've made the same mistake. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm not sure which was more surprising on Saturday night, Ryan Niblett or Trey Wisner. You know, with Wisner, you're talking about a kid that was an OU lean for the longest. We started talking to this kid a year ago, and he made it very apparent Oklahoma was his dream school and Oklahoma was the place he wanted to go. You're talking about a running back that I think in 2023, too many people fixate on Reuben Owens, and they think that's the only back, that's the main guy. But people need to watch Trey Wisner's tape if they have any doubt of his talent. There's a reason he was an OU lean and Texas kept coming at him. There was a reason that Tashard Choice made him a priority. This guy is crazy in space. This is a guy that can really get when he has the ball in his hands. He's the definition of a playmaker. You're talking about a kid that over the last 2 years, he's gone from co-offensive newcomer of the year in district to co-MVP, offensive MVP in the district. This guy's collected almost 1,900 rushing yards in the last two seasons and almost had 500 yards receiving over the last 2 years. He's got between, I believe it's about 30, 31 touchdowns in that span. And he's just, he's a guy that, you know, he's a little rough around the edges. That's kind of his personality. That's kind of the way he is. But I like his edge about him. He's got an edge about him. And he's a tough, tough kid. The fact that he's moving into DeSoto and he's already fitting in as well as he is, I think is a good indicator that this guy is a – this was an absolute steal for Texas, for Sark, and for Coach Tashard Choice.
Yeah, I you mentioned all of those factors. And he also plays a little bit of defense, returns kicks and punts, as we'll see a little bit on the highlight video here. You know, I look at it, Justin, and Steve Sarkisian has a type. I'm just going to put it that way. The type is guys that can go 60 and 70 yards at a blink of an eye. That seems to be his MO. That is something that Wisner seems to have hands down, makes a lot of subtle moves in the open field that sets himself up long-term for really good stuff. You mentioned Tashard Choice. How big of a role did he play here in turning Wisner away, not necessarily away from OU, but towards Texas?
Let's put it this way. Before Tashard Choice was involved, Texas had about a 0% chance of landing this kid. When I tell you he was an OU lean, this is a kid that went to Oklahoma last year and took a bunch of pictures with the horns down. That's how much he was into Oklahoma and anti-Texas. Enter Tashard Choice. He offers him, I want to say, 2 or 3 months ago. And when I talked to Wisner after his offer, you know, Trey, he couldn't elaborate more on how much Choice meant to him. Apparently, they have a lot of stuff that's relatable, part of his upbringing, part of his family life. There were so many similarities that Wisner found someone that he really connected with. And at the end of the interview, I didn't think Texas was, you know, the leader, but I thought, okay, Texas is in this race now. This is a real race. And we know they want to take two tailbacks in this 2023 class. And so, you know, you're getting to the point where, okay, let's start pushing the chips and figure out who they really, really want. Well, when Trey Wisner came in for that visit, the last thing we expected was him to commit. But if you remember those quotes, if you remember that those the two or three times I interviewed him before that, how much he just lauded over Coach Choice and how much he meant to him and how much he related to him. This choice, I know Sark was involved. I know Coach Gilbert was involved, Coach Harris and those guys. But listen, without Tashaar Choice, this doesn't happen. This recruitment doesn't happen. I'm not sure he comes to campus last weekend, and I'm damn sure not certain that he commits to Texas when he does.
Yeah, I tell you what, you mentioned this as it relates to him, his versatility. Again, another guy that catches the ball really, really well out of the backfield. The guys that Texas seems to go after at the skill position aren't one-trick ponies. You know, they're not just one thing. They can kind of come at you in a variety of directions. I was talking to both Jerry and Eric over the weekend. They both described him as a slasher running style, which I think people can see with the video that they've been watching. You know, what does this do with the running back spot? Does that mean everybody else is kind of done being recruited other than Reuben Owens and Cedric Baxter for that second running back spot? Or do you think Texas is going to keep some lines in the water for other RBs? Because let's face it, Texas is expected to lose two running backs this year. Rashawn Johnson's a senior, and Bijan Robinson is a junior and likely to go pro. So Texas has to have two in this class. What are your thoughts?
This changes nothing with Reuben Owens, with Cedric Baxter, with those elite guys. It changes nothing. Texas has a spot open until signing day for those guys. And you have to, because those are five-star, unbelievable talents that can get on the field and play immediately. And so this doesn't stop that. What it does, I think, is it gives Texas a little bit more leverage. I think it gives them a little bit more wiggle room, so to speak, because now they don't have to look at contingencies for, let's say, a second running back. And don't get it twisted. You know, a lot of people would categorize Reuben and Cedric as a running back one, and then the rest of the tailbacks is like a running back two, a complimentary. Wisner's not a running back two. Get that straight. That is a running back one talent with a running back one ability. And so they're going to try to hit a home run. They want to get two of those guys. And so Choice, if anything, he's more confident now. Now he understands, you know what? If I can turn around an OU lean for 2 years and get him to commit on the spot, I think I can do this. And so I think it gives him confidence with Reuben. You know, catching up with Reuben yesterday, it looks like he's you know, looking at a top five, top six list in the middle of July. I believe his mother's birthday is a little bit after that, and he'd like to be committed before his senior year. We all know that date can and probably will change, but it doesn't change what Texas does. I don't think they have to scour for a running back two anymore. I think they've actually – this puts them in a great position. They've locked in Wisner. He's there. He's set. And now they can focus on a Cedric Baxter, on a Reuben Owens. And I believe Owens is the guy. I would love to say, hey, Texas has a good shot at Cedric Baxter. I believe they made his top five, top six last weekend. But I still think that's a hill to climb that I'm just not ready to concede to yet. Yes, they did that to the OU lean with Wisner, but Baxter's kind of a different cat. I think Reuben's the guy. I think Reuben's the one that they're going to put all their focus and everything on. And the fact that they got Wisner so soon, I think it's kind of a message to the other running backs that were offered in this class that, hey, this spot, it's probably gone.
Yeah, I feel like Wisner is I'm interested to see how he does as he steps up a little bit in competition from Wake O'Connelly to DeSoto. He's already started practice with DeSoto this spring. Yes. Goes about 5'11", 181, I think is his height and weight. Does he play any other sports? Does he run track, anything like that, Justin?
He runs track. He runs a handful of the events in track. He's a fast kid. He's one of those kids that you'll see him on the track in springtime because he loves to compete. And he's a different kid. Let me tell you something. He's got an edge about him. He's one of those, and he may actually rally some of this recruiting class. He may be actually, you know, don't forget, he's now in the same locker room with Texas top wide receiver priority, Jonte Cook. If you don't think Wisner is going to be talking about Texas to Cook for the rest of their time, think again. That's definitely going to happen. He's also going to have some Mario Buford and a handful of other ones, talented DeSoto that he could rub off on. And so, yeah, Wisner plays a few different sports, but let me tell you,
He's dynamite with that ball in his hand. Watch the tape. I love Jerry and Eric, calling him a slasher, because that's what he is. He's one cut and he goes. And so this was like we talked about on Saturday night, Niblett was a surprise. But to me, Wisner was really a surprise, just because Texas had to climb out of hell inch by inch to get into that recruitment. Give Tashaar Choice a ton of credit.
Well, Trey Wisner commits to the University of Texas. Yet another really, really potent offensive weapon headed to Steve Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns. Justin, I'm going to check in with you probably tomorrow for our weekly recruiting roundup. We got a big commitment coming up potentially from Ushan Mathis, the transfer defensive end out of TCU, and some other stuff I want to talk to you about. So until then, thanks for stopping by for a quick note on Trey Wisner, running back, DeSoto High School.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.